Thursday, January the 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at La Cuchara. La Cuchara is located at 3600 Clipper Mill Road in Baltimore. We're having a great event. If you love whiskey, this is the place to be. It's Whiskey Rocks Baltimore. And joining me right now, two men we love seeing this time of the year, Jake and, of course, BJ Searle. Jake, the owner of La Cuchara. How are you, Jake?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, BJ, this benefit, the percentage of the benefit, of this proceeds benefit Pathfinders for Autism, a organization that you founded and now run. This has been great for Pathfinders, hasn't it?
It's been a great event for us. We reach a number of people that we haven't really come in contact before. We're able to expand. We're able to get out. You guys get to taste the spirits that you like to have every single year. You know, I know this is you two guys' favorite event.
Oh, yes.
So it's a great environment. We've had real good feedback, and we are really happy with our partnership with Jake and La Cuchara.
So you're going to have a whiskey this year, BJ?
There's a good chance I won't.
You had one 2 years ago.
A little one.
A real little one. Then I was told to try the easy stuff, go to bourbon. Me and Brown don't go together too well.
How long ago?
What can Brown do for you?
A lot of damage.
Gag him.
How long ago did you start Pathfinders?
Well, we're in our 20th year, and that's one thing. This is one of the events that we're starting the year with, celebrating our 20th year. And we have a couple other events going all through the year. We're celebrating 20 in 2020. And we're really proud of the organization and all the people that a good amount of the people that we've had great contributions from. We're going to be celebrating and doing some things with those to honor them over the course of the year for the next 20 weeks.
Yeah, here with BJ Searle and Jake Leffenfeld, the owner of La Cuchara. Jake, how did you get involved in this event?
You know, this is our fourth year partnering with 105.7 and Pathfinders.
You all do a great job.
I appreciate it. We were approached, 4 years ago to really bring these whiskeys all together, for a great cause with a great charity. And every year it's gotten better. This year, I got to say, I think we have more whiskeys than we've ever had. To show off to people.
And so you tell me to take off on the 24th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I might do the same.
And what are some of your favorites, Jake? Because I know you are a connoisseur. You and I had a talk a couple of years ago at one of these.
You know, there's always still something to learn about these spirits, so I'm going to keep taste testing. Some of my favorites that are definitely going to be showing off. Everybody loves, we're going to have a Johnny Walker table. Of course, we all love our local Sagamore, which is great. One thing that I really like is you get to try some stuff that you might not normally. You know, we're going to have Ragtime Rye, Mr. Katz, Teeling, Elijah Craig, Evan Williams. I mean, I could sit here for half
love
an hour.
Love all those guys.
This event is the reason that I can't stop drinking Angel's Envy. The first time I had Angel's Envy was about 3 years ago at this event. And my bar stays stocked with it.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, when you go to this event, you'll find a whiskey you've never had, and then you'll have in your house from now on. Because that's what happened to me. I always find something I've not had before, which is hard to believe. But
well, I mean, when you got 40 plus whiskeys here ready to taste, you got to bring a little notepad, I guess. You could say.
You do.
They do. That's actually what I do.
The event we're talking about is Whiskey Rocks Baltimore, Thursday, January the 23rd. It's from 6 to 9 at La Cuchara, 3600 Clipper Mill Road. A percentage of the proceeds benefit Pathfinders for Autism, an organization that's very near and dear to my heart, as well as BJ Searle. Now, BJ, if people want tickets right now, how can they get them?
Well, we can go to the website, pathfindersforautism.org, and find out all about our organization, the events we're running, and how to get tickets.
Yeah, you can also go buy tickets right there online. Now, yes. BJ, so you talked about some of the other things you're doing in 20 years. How has, in your opinion, Pathfinders for Autism impacted this community over the past 20 years?
Well, that's a great question, Rob. We started as just an all-parent organization, and we had one resource center that we started. It was really basically a call center. You come in and get information, and we try and get you all the information you need. Now we're running programs and seminars all over state, including training many of the first responders in the area with the police, the fire, EMS, EMT, anybody having to do that may see you as an individual when something happens, and creating awareness around the state about autism, but also getting people, I say it all the time, we're trying to help make people's lives a little better each day and help them with their child or their loved one get through that journey. It's a lifelong journey.
Yes.
And it doesn't go away. It's minute to minute. It's hour to hour. It's day to day. It's week to week. It's year to year. And, you know, last year alone, we were able to reach 17,000 people. And I think that the number in the last 20 years, we've really been looking through the amount of people we're able to hit. And when I say that, we're reaching, going to the whole state, every corner of the state, every county. And we're always looking to expand our programming. And obviously, we can do that by when we raise more money. The more we do, the more people we hit. Because the need is on the rise. It's now 1 in 59 that are on the spectrum throughout, and 1 in 50 in Maryland.
Well, you also help people, just not the families affected, but the public to understand, and the first responders to actually understand.
Yeah, and that's the awareness piece. And that's one of the things we get a little bit more of, and we're able to do with events like Jake and Lacachara puts on for us. Because it helps us reach an audience that we may not normally come across, families or people related to somebody. And whether you know it or not, you've probably come across somebody on the spectrum. It's a simple math equation. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not an algebraic or geometrical genius, but I can do simple math.
Yeah.
And you will, or you're going to come across somebody on the spectrum.
And it's a great organization, one that I believe in, true to my family, and now you have been a tremendous blessing to my family as well. Jake, Lacachara, great place. First time I was there was for this event, and I've been there countless times after that. Terrific place. Tell us a little bit about Lacachara.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we look forward to seeing you countless more times. Lacachara, you know, 3600 Clipper Mill Road. We are a Basque cuisine restaurant. Chef Ben Leffenfeld's food is, you know, wonderful. No matter what you're looking for, it's something for everyone. You can find us online at www.lacacharabaltimore.com, of course, on Instagram at lacacharabaltimore, and, of course, Facebook as well. Really happy to partner with 105.7 to support Pathfinders for Autism, and look forward to having a wonderful night with a lot of whiskey.
That's right.
And you're going to be serving food, too.
Yes,
it should be pointed out for the...
Of
you
course,
know, people that enjoy food,
well,
and not just
I don't want food
getting
to,
drunk.
I don't want food
time.
To interrupt my bourbon taste.
The more food you eat, the more you know whiskey you can remember.
Not him. Not him. Stop.
Chef Ben's food, I got to tell you, is unmatched. So we'll have a lot of samplings of Chef Ben's food going around, plenty of it. And, you know, Pathfinders for Autism will actually be there, of course. They have a wonderful giveaway every year. It's really, really just a wonderful time.
Jerry, you a fan of Basque food?
Basque food?
Basque.
B-A-S-K?
Enough said. Enough said.
There you go.
Enough said. By the way.
We're gonna have to educate you. You got to come in and see us.
We'll have enough time.
Yeah. I have relatives in Basque, actually.
Hey,
BJ.
I know you like to bask in the limelight.
Give Jerry
one drink. This is Northern Spain we're talking about.
Give Jerry one drink and ask him to say inebriated. That's all.
All right.
Just one drink?
One drink.
How about a sip?
No, just exactly. Thursday, January the 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m., come out and drink some bourbon with Ed and I. Talk baseball with BJ because he won't be drinking the bourbon. And give Jerry a shot and watch him have the V8 lean. That's what he messed up at the one shot.
The 23rd
of January on a Thursday. Come on out, Jerry. Taste some bourbon with Ed and I. You going to do it?
A sip.
You going to make it to work the next day?
Oh,
you going to start speaking foreign languages immediately?
I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Jake Leffenfeld, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, BJ Sherhall,
thank you very much. Treasure to our community.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.